Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
No matter what you're going through.
No matter what you're going through.
I know that you can stand.
I know you can stand.
For your life.
I'm feeling all
My life is in your hand. So if your life is in God's hand, allow him to direct you, to control you. Well, how you do that, preacher? By submitting yourself to the word of God, not to your own self, or what you think or what you feel, but submitting yourself to the word of God. When you do that, you operate like that, you know that your life is in his hands. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are happy to have each and every one of you all. Today is just an awesome day, man. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and he encouraged us to rejoice in it and be exceedingly happy about it. Be exceedingly glad about it. I'm happy, brother and sister. I don't know about you today, but God is such an awesome God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Dale from Akron, Ohio, if she would give us a word of prayer. And then we're going to ask Evangelist Renee, if she'd be so kind to get us with a sandwich today being Monday. So at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer to get us started for the week.
Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for this is the day the Lord has made. And we will rejoice in it because he made it. The scripture I'm sharing today is coming from Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for this day that you have blessed us with. We're thanking you for the word at noon. We're thanking you for all the listeners, those that are listening by internet, those who have called in. Thanking you for our pastor, Father God. We ask that you continue, Father God, to be with him, guide and direct him, Father God, as you use him mightily, Father God, teaching this word, so that we all can understand it, Father God. Lord, we're just thanking you, Father God, for those that participate, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just have your way. Holy Ghost, you're welcome in our lives. Open up our heart to receive the word. Father God, we ask that you be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. You know what they're going through. You know what they're asking you for. Be with those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who have said, I'm giving up. But Lord, let your word reach their heart.
Yes, Lord. So yes.
There is, they have a life that they can look to you, that they will change that thought, that they would live that life that the Word of God teaches. Lord, turn them around, Father God, before it's everlasting too late. We know, Father God, you love us all. So help each and every one of us to reach someone and let them know that God loves them. Lord, we give you praise and we thank you for your word, your lesson. Open up our hearts that we can receive it, that we will help someone else. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Good afternoon, everyone.
Afternoon.
We're going to start nothing with 1 John 3:18. This is from the New Living Translation. Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Oh, no. 1 piece of bread, I'm going to put Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen. It's a thin sandwich, but it's a sandwich. It's going to be tasty. Okay. So we got to put some lettuce in. It's just going to be a little thin. So we're going to put Luke 11:13. From the New Living Translation. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
Mm.
Amen. Now we're gonna go ahead and put that meat in there. We don't want to make it too big. Got a small stomach here. 1 John. Nope, I already did that one. Nope. Man, yeah, I love this one. That just is good inside. It's going to be part of the meat. Matthew 4:4. From the New Living Translation, but Jesus told him, no. The scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Yeah.
Amen. I love
Amen.
That.
Amen.
I'm gonna put, make the patty a little thicker. Colossians 4:2. Devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart.
Yeah.
And we have to put our scripture we stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. And our God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. And listen, brothers and sisters, I'm excited, man. I'm excited about the Word of God, what God's doing for us this week. There's a lot of things I want to make sure that I say what the Spirit has put in my spirit for this week, especially who we are in Christ Jesus. And don't forget one of the valid facts or one of the truths that you want to always hold to. First of all, is the Word of God. It has to be truth. It has to be above everything. Because it's about truth. And finding truth is finding eternal life, okay? Because that's what it's really about. At the end of the day, brothers and sisters, everything's plan is pointed toward us, eternal life. So this is a process. This is the way he decided that we need to go through this human flesh so we can have our eternal life. So Corinthians 17 and 18 has to become a reality. Scripture become reality to you. And understanding that, you're going to miss the whole boat and not what we want out of you and not for you. But the Bible says, and I'll tell you, most people, they understand it, but then they don't understand it. And let me explain to you what I mean. Most of them want to understand it with the fact that, oh, I ain't doing this. I don't drink no more. I don't mess around no more. I don't do this. See, and they take all of that meaning that they are new creatures, and they're not. It starts with really the 16th verse, because the 17th verse says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, so the word therefore means to go back and see what it's there for.
Say, amen.
Therefore, based on what the other scripture said before that, it reached the conclusion that if any man be in Christ, and if is a big word, even though it's mentioned 534 times in the New Testament, the word if is big, okay? I want you to know that that's a possibility that you may not be in Christ.
All right.
If you love me. If I have to think God automatically loves people, and that's not true. God automatically loves his son, and he put everything under his son. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. And yes, God loved everybody because he died. He allowed me to die for the whole world. But the valid point that I want to make today is you have to know that you are a new creature. Now, with that being said, everything is understood that all things are of God. All things have been reconciled to himself by Jesus Christ. And most of all, the old things are passed away. That has become a reality, the old nature. So this week, hopefully, that we'll know that the old nature has passed away and that you're taking on a divine nature. God gave you that. So you have to accept it. You have to realize, Lord, I can't beat me. I need you. I've tried to do it, and I need you. I know that Jesus is the one that comforts me. And when you really know this, then the only thing left for you to do is to become obedient to the word of God. Well, that brings us to the next thing we're going to deal with this week. Hopefully, in the book of Hebrews, we're definitely going to deal with the book of Hebrews. Because so many people, and this is an error to anything, because I want everybody to engage. Whatever you know about Hebrews, that's awesome. Whatever you think you know about Hebrews, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then whatever the Holy Ghost teaches us about Hebrews, that's really going to be awesome.
So
I'm excited that people don't realize the book of Hebrews was written. Now, I know a lot of people think it was written by Paul, and then that can be a debate because a lot of it is some of the same. But however, whoever written it understood Jewish law, and they understood that we're no longer living like that. And what Hebrews does, it shows you the past, the present, and the future, almost like the book of Revelation. It exposed who God's children were and how they lived. They lived by faith. And we're going to touch on that today or this week because a lot of people they misunderstand what faith is. Most folks will tell you faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that's far they can go. I got faith. I got faith. Do you have faith? Yeah. I say, well, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of thing not seen. I said, awesome. You did a. I said, but it's more than that. See, your substance has to be the word of God. How I know?
Amen.
See, because first Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing. You know, people say, oh, I live before. Well, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith is the word of God. That's what faith is. So when you're talking about faith, know that you're talking about the word of God. That's your substance. That's what you're depending on. That's what you're relying on. That's what a substance is. Just like you get a check every month. That becomes your substance. That's how you're going to pay your bill. That's what you're depending on. A substance is what you're depending on. The floor that you're standing on is your substance. That's what you is holding you. So the word of God has to become your substance. So going forward, hopefully this week, that you won't see faith in the light you have seen it in. You'll see it in truth. Because faith is the substance things hope for. But if you don't know what your substance is, then you think your job. You may have faith in your job. Then you misplace faith. If you're depending and relying on your jaw, you're in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, I know faith and trust. I get all of that. So we're going to talk about that this week. Then we're going to talk about, and we're going to open that up to you now, is the fact that it is so important. Let me tell you what. Is that you keep yourself in truth. And if you do these things, you will maintain in the things of God. And we're going to start with 2 Peter 1, 5 through 8. 2 Peter 1, 5 through 8. There's so much in that, but it starts with faith, brothers and sisters. Before you can do the multiplication, before you can add all this other stuff, it starts with faith, because you add everything predicated on your faith. And if you don't know what your faith is, then you'll miss what God's word is saying in there. Okay, so we won't have no foundational scriptures. And then this week, the format is probably going to be a little different. We're just going to come on here and probably open it up. There will be some rules. The rules will be whatever you're saying, let the word of God. You don't have to explain to me. I just need the word of God to explain it. And you show me line on line, precept on precept. I want the, because see, when you get in the book of Hebrews, the word of God has to speak to you. People think, well, and we'll get into that too this week, especially Hebrews, because there's some stuff I went over a lady with this morning, a preacher with this morning, and she went, wow, I didn't know that preacher, because she thought sin, that there was no forgiveness for sin. Once, you know, you've got into the knowledge of Christ, there's no more forgiveness for sin. And she was terrified. Oh, I didn't sin. And she missed it. Because, see, she didn't understand that God was talking to people who had not received Christ. You know, Christ is a sacrifice, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
He what took care of our sins. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he made him to be sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So we're going to answer those questions. But you got to know that sin, Christ took care of our sin problems. The other people have a sin problem. But if you have received, that scripture doesn't pertain to you. And I'll show you that right in the word of God. Because a lot of people think it's, oh, well, there's no more. And they done gave up hope because they think there's no more salvation for them. And all they have to do is the 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. But you don't need your salvation because you messed up. Oh, well, do I have a license to sin? God forbid. I mean, that don't give you the right to go sin. Because you're dead. How can you live any longer to sin when you died out of that? If you died out of it. If you be risen with Christ, there's a possibility you may not be risen with Christ. You just think you are. Because you ain't going to. You ain't drinking, you ain't smoking dope, you ain't doing this, you ain't doing this and the third. So a lot of people think because they're not doing certain things that, you know, that they're not sinning. And like I shared with her earlier, The first law was spiritual. Yeah. The first commandment was spiritual. It was not in the flesh. And everybody wanted to think flesh. But listen, brothers and sisters, but it's going to be awesome this week. That's all I can tell you. You not, might want to be around here and chime in and ask questions. There's no wrong question, but there's always a right answer. So it's going to be exciting because there's things that we, let me tell you what, we've been lied to so long. I tell people this all the time. We've been lied to so long, we should be searching for truth, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
That we've been told, you just have to come to and admit it. See, that's what salvation is all about. Until you admit that you need a Savior and say, Lord, you know what? I've been lied to. I really need you. And I'm going to have faith. And because, see, without faith, you can't please God. You ain't pleasing him. And a lot of people think that just means trusting in God, and it's not. Having faith is leaning and depending on God's word. That's what faith is, because faith is the word of God. Everybody died, they had a word from God. They died in faith. They died having that truth, that word from God. Abraham had a word from God, and that was his faith. And so we'll go through with a little bit, but before we go too far over, let's open up with the that show was some kind of joke. But anyway, in 2 Peter 1:5-8, it reads like this: and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Oh, you can add to your faith? Yes, absolutely. We're going to talk about how you do that. You add virtue. Then you turn around and you add virtue to knowledge. And then knowledge to temperance. And knowledge is important because the Bible says my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Not for feelings now. Not what you believe. But for the lack of knowledge. Temperance.
Mm-hmm.
You add temperance to patience. And patience to godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, see, this stuff got to be in you, and bound, they make you that you shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, completing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love, each dimension fitting into and developing with the others. With these qualities and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. So this is the scripture we were going to start off with today, and lo and behold, it was there. So if anyone like to have any comments on it, press 1, and you're in there. And if not, we're going to, that's what we're going to teach on.
Amen, amen. So this scripture that we just shared, Pastor, where it says, don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. So that lets us know that there's a change that we got to come within. We got to turn about. And it says that tend your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Then it tells us each dimension fitting into and developing the others. So I like that. So it's like a puzzle there that you have to put every piece in just right in order for it to connect. If not, it'd be a little hole there and it'll look off. So this is the same way with God's word. We have to have the whole package. We can't have part of it. We're a new creature in Christ. We have to have the whole thing. Amen. So I'm looking forward to getting in this lesson, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Anyone else? Grace Martin. Well, I'm excited about this. And then I think about this scripture in light of the fact that God had given us his grace. He had given us peace. He multiplied.
Yeah.
How does he do that? He multiplied that. You know, multiplication to me is better than adding.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Come on now.
I've been years since I've been to school. I've been 60 years. But I still think multiplication is greater than adding. And I know it's greater than subtraction. So he's going to give us more grace, more peace. When you come a creature in Christ Jesus, and you know how you're going to get it through the knowledge of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And God has given us this. This is his divine power who's given us all things pertaining unto life and unto godliness through the knowledge of him. That's how you gain this stuff. It's through the knowledge of him. And this knowledge in his word.
Amen.
And because God have called us to glory. I know people have problem believing that. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, God wants us operating in his glory. And I can show you that. See, when Jesus died and the temple rent from top to bottom, the glory of God went into all the earth. And where it was already prophesied according to the book of Zephaniah. It was already prophesied God's glory would be into all the earth. So when Jesus rose from the dead, and just to show you, when that temple rent, that means God's glory went into all the earth. It no longer stayed in the temple, into the holiness of holiness. Now, that stopped right there. That's why he destroyed that, because he was doing a new thing.
Yeah.
He's given unto us exceeding and great precious promises. And when you think about it, the promises, they're precious. Think about what the precious thing in your life. Do you have some jewelry that you think is precious? Do you have a car? Do you have, I don't know. Whatever you precious, you want to protect it. And these precious promises, I don't know if we'll get into some of them, but we might. That by these you might be partakers, because you need these precious promises to be a partaker of the divine nature.
Amen.
The corruption that is in the world through love. Now, a lot of people think that means you're in the building and you're not out there in the bars and this and that. That's not what that meant. It's just like a lot of people got the wrong concept about who God is and what God is and
all
what
right.
the world is. And that's an interesting topic to me, is find out what the word world means. So then you'll make sure that you know when he talk about world, what he's talking about. Because he said the lust of the world, you might just think he's talking about, I don't know, drinking or getting high. Because to you, that was the world. And it could be something totally different. It could be that you're not limited to that. That could just be one of the worldly things. How about if I told you that God said, don't have another God before me, and people making men's God, women's God, organization God, and That's a whole other world. And God said, don't be part of that world. Come out of my mom.
Yeah.
That don't mean you become a cult. That's not what that means. What that means is that you become a worshiper of God, truth. Because that's what he's looking for. You know what in John 4, he's looking for people to worship him in spirit and in truth. So,
amen.
You may have to examine yourself and say, well, let me see if I'm worshiping God in spirit and in truth, and then go to the word of God and find out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says, and besides this, give all diligence and add to your faith. And see,
mm-hmm.
right there, because I want everybody to make sure they understand what faith is. Not feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what the enemy wants us to believe. Faith is the word of God. And Jesus happens to be the author. He's the author of your faith. So it can't be feeling. So what is faith? Faith is the word of God. Because faith is your substance. And your substance has to be the word of God. So now we're going to start adding to that. We're going to add. See, we got to add to your faith. What you going to add? Virtue.
Yeah.
And then virtue, true virtue. And then virtue, your knowledge. So we have to get in and talk about knowledge. Anyone else like to say anything? Because we're going to get into this. I just laid everything out for the week, brothers and sisters, like I usually do on Monday. And whichever one the Lord tell us to tackle this week, first on the agenda, that's what we're going to do. Anybody else have any other comments? And thank you so much, Pastor, for your comment on that. But believe me, brothers, this is so deep.
Yes.
Oh, are you getting deep? Absolutely. That's where God is. I want to know the mind of God.
Amen.
Yeah, the Bible says you can do that. 1 Corinthians 2. Yeah, you want the mind of God. Why?
Yeah.
Because the Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You want to have the mind of Christ. That's a spiritual mind. So he says Christ Jesus, not a flesh mind. See, a fresh mind would be Jesus Christ. See? Then you would focus on the flesh. But we're focusing in on the spiritual thing. So he says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Why? So
yes,
you can be fruitful in all the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He wants you to be bearing. He wants you to bear fruit. Righteousness, joy. He wants you to bear all that. Because you know, coming, but this is about your eternal life. Please let me remind everyone. This is about our eternal life, because you're going to leave here. That lady said, you mean to tell me I don't have to die? I said, you never have to die again. You don't have to die again. You're going to leave here. Well, what you going to do? From life to eternity. Let me say that again, because I want you to understand it. See, it's been appointed unto man to die once. Just once.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the judgment. So if you die from the flesh, and I'll show you that in the scripture, you may hit on that bit. But just what any of these subjects you want to hit on, we'll hit on. But I want you to know, brother and sister, once you died in the Lord, you don't have to die. I was talking to a friend of ours, and she made the statement, to live is Christ. That's right. As long as I'm living, it's all about Christ. But now when I die, I want my reward. My reward to die is Christ. To live is Christ. Mm-hmm. To die is gain. See, so when you leave here, you're going to get some stuff. You're going to get some trophies.
All right.
You're going to hear his welcome voice say, that good and faithful servant. You're not going to die anymore. You only die once. You can die over here now. Or you can face judgment. But I'm glad we don't have to face judgment. Christ's going to do that for us because we died in him.
Hallelujah.
So we got lots to cover, brothers and sisters. I'm excited. And And anyone else have anything else to say? And we can still hear all day, as far as I'm concerned. But some kind of way God just allowed us to have the broadcast today, because the thing that kicked us out because of the time I sit it under. I sit it under the, I guess the old time before the time went up. But either way, praise God.
Praise God.
So if nothing else, brother, we're going to get into this tomorrow for sure.
Amen.